possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday. It is 5:30, August 21st. Thank you guys so much for joining us this morning. All set and ready to go. How's everyone doing this morning?
Feeling good. I'm so happy. It's almost the weekend. And I'm just psyched. I'm pumped.
What do you got going on this weekend?
I don't know, which is great. I plan on doing nothing at least for one night, which I'm excited about. And we'll just kind of see where Vegas takes me.
Yeah, sounds exciting.
How about you?
I am good. A good night last night. A new episode of The Summer I Turn Pretty. The only time I like scream at my TV. I was just so frustrated after that episode. I don't know if anyone else watched it, but my gosh, I just Belly. Oh, she's so frustrating. I'm over it, but I can't get enough of it, if that makes any sense. So,
yeah,
watched that last night. Watched Big Brother. I don't know. We haven't talked a lot about Big Brother this season. Is anyone else watching? Because I am so angry at this show. There is a person on there, and I see some of the live feed stuff that doesn't air. I don't really watch the live feeds, but just like on TikTok and social media, I'll see clips. And there's this guy named Riley on there, and I don't know why they haven't kicked him off the show yet. This guy is so like manipulative mentally to this girl. He yells at her if she doesn't sleep in the bed with him. He forces her to kiss him. Like, it's like serious stuff that some people go to jail for. And the guy's still on the show. I'm not quite sure why they haven't kicked him off the show. And I've seen on TikTok, like, her family members are like, we are going to CBS and telling them that he needs to be removed from the show. We're scared for her. This guy is crazy, and they haven't done anything. I'm really surprised.
Okay, I haven't seen it, but just from what you're telling me, I don't get it either. This The content is out there. People know exactly how manipulative he is. So what's the missing piece then?
I don't know. I was really mad on last night's episode. I was kind of watching it and they were almost like romanticizing their relationship. And I'm like, why are you not showing what's really happening on it? I don't know. This is like very inside if you guys don't watch. But if anyone else is watching, I'm very curious as to what you think. I don't like this season of Big Brother. I don't like the people on it. The only person I like is Rachel Riley, who used to live in Las Vegas, and she's like an all-star on Big Brother. And man, these people are just, first they were really boring, and now this guy's on here. I'm just like, what is happening?
Now, I'm not saying the behavior's okay, because it's not, but is it possible it's a talking point? Like what we're doing right now, is that a possibility?
I don't know that I think that mental abuse is a good talking point for your TV show. I don't think anyone wants that kind of publicity. Do you think it is?
No. I'm saying, but do you think the producers are looking ahead and they're thinking, oh, let it, for lack of a better word, let it ride or let it be, because people are going to be talking about it. And I'm not saying that's okay.
An ethical thing, and I'd say that's a really bad way to look at it. But yeah, I don't know. Someone just texted, he's psycho. Yeah, he is. And he's got like a criminal record. I'm like, did you guys not vet this guy? Like, what is happening? It's just, yeah, it was really bizarre. So between that and the summer I Turned Pretty, I'm on like high anxiety alert right now. So just ready to get things going. Hey, Costco Queen, are you excited for your big day today?
I sure am. Today is my Christmas morning.
Stephanie is so excited because she loves Costco, and the brand new Costco at 215 in Buffalo is opening up this morning. We're going to send her out there. I was driving by it this morning and there are people out there.
Are there really?
Yeah, they're just kind of like roaming around, but like I saw people out there. I saw workers, but it also looked like maybe people were starting to, I don't know if they're lining up or what's going on, but you're going to go out there in the 7 o'clock hour this morning.
Yes, I'll be there around, so hopefully I'll be live around 7:20. Maybe I'll play like some games with people in line and just see how they're feeling and what like rumored deals there might be.
They're going to have a lot of those things,
yes,
like crazy deals because it's the grand opening. So yeah, you got to go. And I'm not saying sneak in, but try to like find out what's going on.
I'm actually really scared that the line's going to be too long that I won't be able to get in. Like, that's my mission, is like, I got to get in at a decent time.
You got to use your power of gab, your gift of gab, which you have.
I don't know if I have it, but I'll try.
You definitely have it. You'll be able to get in there. We know it. Okay. We're excited for you. And Melody's just texted the show, said Merry Christmas, Steph. So,
thank you. Santa's coming.
It's a big one for her today. Yeah, we've got a lot coming up. That's going to be a lot of fun. Let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Here Comes the Hot Stepper by Aini Kamozi? I'm the lyrical gangster. Excuse me, Mr. Officer. Still heavy like that. Do you want to hear Are You Gonna Go My Way by Lenny Kravitz? Or do you want to hear Behind These Hazel Eyes by Kelly Clarkson? Those are your choices. You can vote right now. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Do you have a method when it comes to entering contacts in your phone? Like, do you say full names, nicknames, or maybe even something that later makes you wonder, like, who even is this person? Julian, you were saying you've got some funny ones in your phone.
Yeah, I was just scrolling through yesterday and I was coming up on some names, past and present, and there's really no rhyme or reason for mine. You want me to share some right now?
Yeah.
Okay. for example, Harsh. Engineer, intellectual, pickleball.
Oh, that's a lot of adjectives. Who's that?
His name is Harsh. I met him at pickleball. He's an engineer, and he struck me as very intellectual. So that way, if I ever come across him again, I'll remember exactly how he made me feel and what he did. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but then you have like our coworker Ramon. Ramon, tall, Odyssey.
You need the tall as opposed to the Ramon short at Odyssey, or why do you put the descriptors in there?
I don't know. I'm just strange. It's not that I need a reminder. It's just how I remember him. Ramon is tall, and for example, Jasmine German, very tall, Excalibur. That's an old club back in Chicago. So I it's just an indicator of, I guess, remembering who they are. Because I'll be honest, I have a lot of different names in my phone, and I don't even know if I'd come across them ever again. How about this one? New sneaker guy, Vegas. So he's a sneaker guy.
Who's, is his name new?
His name is New.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I thought I thought it was more like Becky Taco Truck. Like, you met someone at a taco truck and her name's Becky, but you don't know anything else about her. Like, you just,
yeah.
You know, when you meet those random strangers. See, I am so type A when it comes to my phone. I have a whole process. If I meet you and you tell me your name is Chris, I'm not putting you in my phone until I know your last name too. No last name, no entry. It is like a very exclusive club. Even my own mom is saved as Magda Martinez, not mom. I have her first and last name in my phone. Like, I want to be able to look at my contacts and know exactly who someone is without guessing. I don't want to like scroll through and be like, who's pizza guy? Like, why do I have a contact called Jen Shots? You know what I mean? Like, my phone is basically, it's like an HR database is what my phone is like.
You literally have last names for every single person
in
your phone?
Every single person. First and last names. Yep. But I won't put them in until I have that.
But Mercedes, what if you meet them like it's a quick meeting? You know what I mean? You just exchange information. You're not going to get the last name of every single person, are you?
Then they don't go in the phone. They don't make it. You didn't make it past the velvet rope. Sorry. You're not going in there.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a very strict. It's a very strict thing that I have with my telephone.
And then you just hope that maybe, or not hope, but maybe just if you happen to meet them again, then you get their last name. If you don't, you don't.
To me, if I don't know your last name, I don't need to talk to you on the phone that bad, honestly. Like, hey, you can call it rigid. You can tell me I'm too strict. I call it organized. And when Magda Martinez calls, I know that it's my mom and not some mystery woman from 2007. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I need to adopt that, because I feel like if I adopt your policy, I'd have a lot less names, because a lot of these people, I don't even know who they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
that's don't remember. The thing. I don't want a bunch of, like, who are these people? You know what I mean?
But what if you come across, like, a Harsh and you're playing pickleball and he goes, hey, Mercedes, you don't remember me? You could go straight. You could just take a glance on your phone. Oh, yeah, you're the engineer. Yeah, you're a really smart guy. See what I'm saying?
Well, I could also say, yeah, you're Donald Jenkins. Yes, I do remember you.
Yeah.
You know what
that's
I mean?
Yeah, that's
Steph,
true.
Do you do that with your phone? Do you have any like weird names in there?
I don't. I'm looking through, but I actually have some random names because I thought I was a stickler like you, like first name, last name. And if I don't get the last name, I'll just text them and say, yeah, I'm saving your last name onto my phone. But I have this person named Special K Kevin. I'm like, who's Special
K?
Oh,
I know who he is.
Yes.
He's radio.
Yes, that's exactly who. And I'm like, wait, Special K Kevin. And I'm like thinking. I'm like, that's our radio friend from Texas.
Well, the funny thing is his first name is really Special, middle initial K. Last name Kevin, so you're
okay.
Totally fine. Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. So good to have you guys here. Hope your day is starting off great. It is Thursday, August 21st. It is 6:02, just a little closer to the weekend. I went down a Reddit rabbit hole yesterday. I found out some really interesting things. Have you ever had an odd job? I'm not talking about like doing odd jobs like around the house, but like a job that most people were like, wow, that's a job. I went down this Reddit rabbit hole on weird jobs. And did you know, like, professional mermaids, like the ones, I don't know if this was specific like to the ones over at the Silverton that are in that big tank, but professional mermaids can make $250 an hour.
Wow.
Just to swim around in a tail. I don't know where this mermaid was from, but I was like, wow, I had no idea professional mermaids did so well. There were other weird jobs on there. Some of them, I was just like, what? One of them had me laughing so hard. It was a candle scent sniffer.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, and they make over $65,000 a year just smelling wax. And then meanwhile, there's me who spends thousands of dollars at Bath and Body Works on these three-wick candles, and nobody's paying me for my expertise on that. Like, that's impressive. Anybody have a very weird job? 702-364-9400.
I will share with you. By the way, speaking of the odd jobs real quick, did you know apparently there's an actual position to be a dog food taster?
I did not know that.
Yeah. That's crazy. I remember back in college, I used to sell car parts out of my house. It was a real business, though. I got a business license and everything. And I don't know. Are you familiar with, like, import cars back in the day, like the 90s, 2000s, where kids were hooking up their Hondas, you know, the room, 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 and their Acuras? Is that a big thing in Vegas?
I wasn't in Vegas in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
So,
okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
But go ahead.
So basically, back in Northern Virginia, where I'm from, the whole import car scene was really, like, big, you know, putting on exhaust, like aftermarket exhaust and intakes and things like that, trying to make the cars faster. So I essentially just sold the car parts. I sold them. I didn't stock a lot, but I would set up accounts with different dealers, and I would literally just take orders and just market myself on the street, you know, back in the day. And
You're a hustler.
I was hustling. It was not a bad business for about close to 4 years.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, a nice way to make some money, and you're just essentially like the middleman, right?
Exactly. And I would do like drop shipping, the whole nine, Mercedes. Mm-hmm. How about you?
I was a mannequin model. I've talked about this on the show several times. This was my first job. I was in high school, and they hired a bunch of us teen girls, and we would go to the store and they'd give us outfits, or we'd get to pick our outfits. It just depended. And we would stand either like in the windows, or we would stand like in the middle of the store, like on a stand, and just hang out, and people would look at us, and it would attract a lot of attention, but a lot of people just tried to make us laugh, which was really annoying. And you'd have to keep a straight face, and kids would come and like throw candy at you and stuff like that. But I mean, it paid decent for a teenage girl trying to get a little pocket money to go buy earrings at Claire's. You know, that was kind of what I was doing it for.
How many hours would you have to stand per day?
It just depended on the, you know, they would say, hey, go wear this outfit. And they'd probably have us out there for like a half hour. Then we get a break, switch our outfit, go back out there for another half hour. They knew better to, you know, make us stand there for 4 hours at a time. There's no way we could do something like that. But it was just one of those weird jobs that I'm thinking I'm literally getting paid for standing here.
I think that's a great job. And I'm thinking back to what you just said, just circling back to kids making funny faces. Do you remember, is there anything that stuck out to you? Did someone like, I don't know, would they like touch you? Would they try to, you know, would they say a funny joke? Is there anything that you remember from that time?
I think it was more like people just like trying to go bah! And try to scare us, or but they made us train, so we were pretty good. The only time I ever even flinched was when a kid threw a gummy bear at me. That was pretty much it for me. But it was hard, even though it doesn't sound like it would be hard. But yeah, just trying to keep a straight face. We're getting some texts here. This one says, I worked at a helicopter touring company based out of Boulder City. We toured the Grand Canyon, and I got to go on flights whenever there was a spare seat. One of the funnest jobs I've ever had. That's amazing. You just, hey, let's go to the Grand Canyon today. We've got an extra spot. Jump in, you know? That sounds really cool. I love it. You guys, you get to do some cool stuff. Well, speaking of cool stuff, I can't believe this is Steph's job, to go to Costco. Like, that's what Steph is doing
Lucky
today.
Steph.
Steph is getting paid to go to the grand opening of the new Costco at 2:15 in Buffalo this morning. We're going to have her out there live, kind of get us like the behind the scenes. And you know they're going to have like crazy deals. So we're going to send Steph out there right around 7 o'clock this morning. And then coming up next, we have What's Trending. BTS is about to take over movie theaters and Happy Meals around the world, and it might just be the start of something even bigger. That is coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1?
BTS is trending this morning. I think big things are about to happen. BTS is bringing the concert experience back to the big screen with BTS Movie Weeks. And my army heart can barely take it at this point. So from September 24th through October 5th, four of their most iconic shows are going to light up theaters. They're going to have all remastered concerts in 4K with surround sound to make it feel like you're right there at their concert. Week one, they're going to show their concerts 2016 Epilogue and then 2017 The Wings Tour. And then week two will be the 2019 Love Yourself, Speak Yourself London show, and then the 2021 Muster Sawuzu. It's so funny because I've been to some of these like concerts that they've shown in the theaters, and the theater's packed. Everyone's there in their BTS attire with their army bombs. Like, it's a spectacle. It's a lot of fun.
I am so thinking about you just hearing about this story. You got it busy. I was thinking about this, you know, K-pop Demon Hunters this weekend. And then, I mean, following suit, you have all these, you have the BTS release of these, of these films?
Of these concerts,
Concerts?
And
yes.
I don't know if I'm going to go to every single one, but definitely we'll have to hit up one. Tickets go on sale on August 27th at 6 a.m. So yes, you're going to want to drop them, or you're going to want to buy them the second that they drop. And then because BTS doesn't do anything halfway, we talked about this yesterday, McDonald's, they're also bringing back the magic with those brand new Tiny Tan Happy Meals. So they're going to come in two sets. They're going to have the throwback edition, because back in 2021, they did this before. So they're going to wear their meal outfits. And then on September 3rd, they'll have an encore edition with totally new looks. And that's going to happen actually on September 23rd. So fans in Los Angeles, if you want to go down there, they're going to have a special magic meetup on September 27th with like a full-on immersive BTS experience. And I was talking to my daughter about this last night. We're like, well, should we go? And she's like, you know, BTS, they're all in LA right now. They're recording their album in LA. They're all there. Uh-huh. What if they just pop by this immersive experience and say hello to their fans? You know, it could happen.
Well, do you think you're going to go regardless?
Probably not.
Oh, you should. Well, you know, I was looking at just circling back to the figurines. The packaging on these things, they are so cool. Like, you know, you're talking about it, but I'm just looking at it right now on Instagram, and these, I would try to get some of these for you.
Yeah, they're going to sell out for sure. The meals are going to be available in 66 countries. Like, that's how big it is. And so it's basically a worldwide army celebration, if you think about it. And with the guys finally finished with their military service, you can definitely feel the excitement building. This could be the start of new music. Like I said, they're recording it right now, and a massive world tour. Just the way things are going right now, I think we are so cooked when it comes to getting tickets for this world tour. It's going to be like the Hunger Games out there. I'm so nervous about that.
Don't be nervous. Be excited. This is awesome. This is awesome for you.
And that is what's trending. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. So last night, I get scared easily when it comes to like bugs and creepy crawly things. And last night, Brooklyn is taking the trash out. She goes into the garage and I hear a scream in the garage. So I was like, I was at the table and she comes running in and her eyes are like huge and she goes, "Scorpion!" And I was like, "Scorpion?" She's like, "There's a scorpion in the garage." And what do? Being the calm and collected mom that I am, I said, "Call your dad." So now, mind you, Matt's upstairs. And so instead of going upstairs to get him, Sophie FaceTimes him from downstairs. And so I hear him like, he's like, "Yeah." He goes, Sophie goes, "There's a scorpion in the garage." Like he's our 911 operator or something. So he goes, "I'll be right there." So we hear him clunking down the stairs and he comes down and like he's a superhero. Like his chest is out and he's like ready to protect his girls. And it was the funniest thing. Like the running joke in our house is like, he's our gladiator. If there's an issue, we call him. We're like, we need you. And he just shows up ready to go. It was like a pay-per-view, Matt versus the Scorpion. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Does he put on the outfit as well?
Well,
is he an actual gladiator?
we don't allow shoes in the house, but he put the shoes on in the house to get ready to go and fight the Scorpion. So he goes out to the garage, and I was actually videoing him, but I had the door open. He's like, shut the door. And I go, but then I can't video you. He's like, shut the door.
Look at you.
So we looked out the window and we were watching him, and he pulls out all of our cars in the driveway. He's looking around. He's checking the corners. He's moving boxes. He's sweeping. And he's like, I don't find it. We're just all watching him like he's our gladiator. And here's the thing, like, we never found it. So this morning I'm walking to my car and I'm like tiptoeing. I'm like, oh gosh, please don't let it be here. I was convinced it was just sitting there waiting for me, like, she'll be back. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. I am so worried when a bug, like a scorpion, is not caught, because I wonder where it is. But to put you at ease, it probably just scurried out the garage.
I'm
right?
hoping so. Yeah. Once he opened the garage and was pulling out the cars, I'm hoping it went out there. Has anyone ever been stung by a scorpion, though? Like, what is the protocol in something like that? I'm ashamed to say I don't know. Like, let's, God forbid, I did get stung by a scorpion. Is that immediate emergency room, like right then and there? Or is that, you know, go put a cold compress on it and see how you feel kind of thing? Has that ever happened to anyone? And what did you do? Or any medical experts with some advice? 702-364-9400. And also, who's the go-to problem solver in your house when it comes to stuff like that? Let's talk to Andy. Hey, Andy, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
So I came home. My dog, you know, she usually greets me in the when I come home. And I figured she was just out sunning herself and wasn't, you know, quite awake yet. And I go in the house and I'm looking back at her and she's not there. So I take a look outside and she has her nose in the corner. So I go out to investigate and she has blood all over her face.
No.
She has, I pull her back, I take her inside, you know, we wash her up and everything, and we check to see what happened and maybe she got into a fight with the other dog. Nope. He's crystal clean. He's happy-go-lucky. He could care less. And I go outside to investigate the corner to find a very large mouse.
Oh, wow.
She was eating? Was she eating it?
No, she had just cornered it and I guess maybe got a hold of it.
Oh.
Maybe it had scratched her or bit her, you know, but she had a cut on her neck, very small. Another small cut on her head, and it got a hold of her ear, it looks like.
But I'd be so proud of my dog for getting rid of the mouse, you know?
The mouse is still alive. But like you, I called my girlfriend because I just could not kill the mouse. Like, it's a living animal.
I know, I do feel sorry for it.
And she took care of the mouse. I took care of the dog, and we had steak dinner for her.
Okay, the dog is okay. That's what we're concerned about. Okay, cool.
The dog earned a steak dinner. I love it. Thank you, Andy. Erica, good morning. Erica.
Good morning.
Hey, we were talking about scorpions, gladiators in your house. What you got?
We have scorpions. We had scorpions. We moved.
Oh, gosh. Did anybody get stung by one in your house?
Yeah, I did.
What happened?
I had my work clothes sitting on top of my hamper to get ready for work the next day. And then when I went to put them on, I put my pants on. Both legs were in. And then I pulled them up and I felt something. And I pulled my pants down real quick. And there was a baby scorpion sitting right inside my pants.
Oh, my God. Gosh, what do you, so when you get stung by a scorpion, what do? Do you call 911 or what are the next steps?
Well, I freaked out first and tried to get my pants off really quick so it didn't bite me again or sting me again. But I did. I called, I don't remember if I called 911 or the hospital or what, but she said as long as you're not having like an allergic reaction or you can't breathe or something, then you'll be fine. You just have to like go through the motions of the pain until it gets out of your system.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what was the pain factor?
It was probably like a 6, to be honest. It wasn't terrible, but I think I caught it really quick. I don't think I let it like fully sting me because the babies have, which I learned, the babies are more poisonous because they don't know when to stop releasing. the poison into you. Like, the adults will just sting you and be done.
The adults are like, okay, you're good. The babies are like, more, more, more. Oh, my gosh, Erica, I'm so glad you were okay. I was hoping you would call Corey. Corey is our buddy, and he is in pest control. Are the scorpions just out in droves right now? What's going on, Corey?
Well, they're always here in the valley, of course. They never go away, just like rats and mice, but they're always here. The best thing for a scorpion sting, some people say bite, but it's a sting, clean the wound really good, of course, and then apply a cold compress every 10 to 20 minutes. And, of course, elevate the affected area and then take some Tylenol or ibuprofen and just wait it out. I mean, it feels like a bee sting times five. It's going to hurt really, really bad. There's no need to rush to the hospital unless you start feeling numbness in your lips and you're like, oh, crap.
Oh, so let me know, Corey, how many times have you been stung by a scorpion or just attacked by critters in your line of work?
You know what? In the 20 years I've been doing pest control, I have yet to be stung.
Oh, good for you.
That means you need to hire Corey. He knows how to avoid them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Quick question, Corey. Are scorpions, because I'm new here, right? Are they prominent throughout all of Vegas, or do you find more situations in certain neighborhoods? How does that work?
Well, it just depends, actually, because a lot of these neighborhoods have palm trees, and a lot of people really need to shade their palm trees because it's perfect nesting and harborage for scorpions. So if you have palm trees, get them shaved 6 to 8 feet, because okay, then the likelihood of them nesting or harboring are slim to none. I always suggest people get pest control. Always clear debris from the foundation of your home, whether it's logs for the fire pit in the backyard. Just don't have anything leaning against your house where they can nest and harbor.
Okay, cool. Thanks for the knowledge.
Yeah,
man.
You need to get Corey to come spray your house. Yeah. I wouldn't even chance it. It's like, serious. I just think of this scorpion just waiting for me when I get home today. Like, oh, so you talk crap about me on the radio. Nice.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Our Summerlin South Boys finally ran into some trouble at the Little League World Series. Fairfield came in hot and handed the Mountain Region champs their very first loss, 7-3. Up until now, the kids were cruising. They knocked out teams from Washington, Illinois. It was just another weekend, you know, but the dream is still alive. Thankfully, Summerlin South has an elimination game on Thursday at 4 o'clock. And if they pull it off, they're right back in the U.S. championship conversation. So basically, don't pack up the gear yet. The bats are still warm. The snacks still need to be delivered by the moms in the folding chairs. But yeah, it's a little bit of a setback. But hey, it just makes them want it even more, right?
Absolutely. We're not worried about it whatsoever. I personally think it's all part of the journey. It's all part of the story. They're going to look back and be glad they took this L, because it makes the W so much bigger when we win the whole thing.
Yeah, we're really rooting for those guys. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Also this morning, here's a sentence I never thought I would say. Ozempic for dogs. Yes, one biotech company is working on a weight loss implant for your four-legged friend. And honestly, I don't know, maybe they're onto something here, because studies say that 60% of pets are overweight. I mean, 60%. So that means more than half of our little fur babies are basically living their best lives every day. But this implant would be about the size of a microchip, and it would deliver the medicine slowly to them, helping dogs and cats actually feel full and help them eat less. Now, Steph, you're the only one with a dog here. I don't know if Momo is considered the perfect weight, overweight, underweight. If he were overweight, would this ever be a consideration for you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, right now I'm glad he's healthy and he's at an average weight. But if this is something that I want to make sure my dog is healthy, I would definitely look into Ozempic for dogs.
And it's, like I said, it's not something you have to give them every day. It slowly disperses itself to him. So,
yeah
I mean, I think that... Yeah, if it helps create a longer life for them, why not, you know?
Yeah, I'm no expert, but I'm just worried about the cons. I mean, obviously you would ask more questions, but I'm just worried about what are the cons. And also, I mean, what about just like better diet? What about better diet and just taking them out for more walks?
It's easier said than done, especially in Las Vegas, especially with the heat right now. Mm. It's really hard to take out Momo. So I have to find my time and my schedule to take Momo out with 100 triple degree heat. That's dangerous for dogs. So I get it. These dogs right now, they're indoors and they're eating. And so are we.
Steph, I got the free schedule. I'm the single guy. I'll take Momo out around my house. It's AC. We'll just go around.
9 p.m., 9 p.m., 11 p.m.
Let's take the conversation off the air.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Finally, this morning, this is a big one. It's Steph's Super Bowl today. Las Vegas' newest Costco is opening.
Yeah.
The very popular members-only big box retailer is scheduled to open its newly built location here in the Southwest Valley at 8 a.m. this morning. It's at Buffalo and 215, 155,000 square foot warehouse. It's going to have 305 employees and feature around 3,800 to 4,000 different products. This is according to Costco. They'll have the things that we're all used to at Costco: the food court, the pharmacy, the optical department, the fresh meat and fish, the gas station, which is already open. So we're actually going to send you out there. I think now's a good time for you to go, Steph. Are you ready to head out?
I can't tell you how excited I am. You guys know how much I love Costco, and for it to be right next door to the radio station, I'm so giddy. I actually have our coworker, Eva. She's meeting me there because I told her, hey, go early so you can stand in line. And right now, she said there are about 150 people waiting in line right now for the doors to open at 8 a.m.
Okay, I have one word for you. Run. Go right now.
Okay, I need to stretch because I also need to run to the food court when it opens.
We'll check in with you in a few minutes. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right. We have our contestant, Pepper, your caller 20.
Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, I love your name. What a cool name. Is that your real name or is that a nickname?
It's kind of, yeah. Well, yeah, sure.
Well, that's my real name. It's super cool. Okay, Pepper, here's the deal. We are going to give you a chance to beat Mercedes. Guess the song and the artist faster than I can, and you're going to win a $300 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. Are you up for the challenge?
Yes, take it easy on me.
Okay, we'll see. But I'm going to leave the studio right now, and good luck, Pepper. We'll see you in a few.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye, Mercedes. She's exiting the studio. She cannot hear a thing. Okay, so Pepper, I'm going to break it down for you. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song, and once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, "Got it." And once you say "Got it," I'm going to stop the clock and the song, and you got 5 seconds to say something. Sound good?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it. Beat Mercedes starts now.
Got it.
What you got?
DJ Grant, like a go?
Say that one more time.
DJ Grant, like a go?
DJ.
Or is it the Kesha?
Hold on, DJ Grant, you said?
Yeah, well, it's a Kesha song, and it's like a go, but it's also, there's a remix from like a Grant. My husband's a DJ, so I know that.
Okay, cool. Kesha, like a go, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, okay, cool. Thank you. Let's bring in Mercedes real quick. Mercedes, and so I hear you work for UFC?
No, UMC.
UMC. UMC.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being part of the day, Mercedes. I think Mercedes is back, yes?
Hello, I am back.
Hello, Mercedes. How are we feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm ready to go. Let's do this.
Okay, let's do it. Beat Mercedes, and that sound starts now.
Oh, got it.
Okay.
Like a G6, Far East Movement.
Like a G6, Far East Movement. The clock stopped at 1.3 seconds. Pepper took 2.7 seconds, but she guessed Kesha, like a go. You got
like
it right.
Like a go?
Like a go. Yeah, hold on. Is that shit? Yeah. Like,
I don't know that song, but Pepper, I'm sorry. Yeah, wrong song. Oh, man. I always thought it was like a cheese stick. Like a cheese stick. Like a cheese stick.
That'd be a good remix.
And now you're going to hear it, and you're going to think it's like a cheese stick, too. So that means another day, and then another day that I won tomorrow morning. For Min and Friday, we're going to have a $325 diamond pendant from Michael E. Min and Diamond Jewelers with Beat Mercedes. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. All right, the big day is here. The brand new Costco at 215 in Buffalo is officially opening its doors, and who better to be on the scene than our very own queen of Costco, Steph. Let's check in, see what the vibe is like, how long the lines are. Hey, Steph, how's it going?
Hi, guys. Oh, my God. It is like Disneyland heaven for adults here because the Costco grand opening here at 215 and Buffalo, the line is almost wrapped around the building. Actually, it's probably wrapped around the building right now. And I would say there's about 300 people in line. Don't quote me, but just from an estimate, there are people in line right now with all of their shopping carts. Everyone is so excited. And I believe there's a ribbon cutting ceremony happening in just a few minutes.
So how long have the people in the front of the line been there?
Yeah, so I'm actually going to talk to the first line. His name is Jason. Say hi, Jason.
Hello.
Hey, so Jason.
Hey, Jason.
How long have you been waiting in line for?
Well, I came here 3 days ago, but we weren't allowed to line up, so we've been hanging around. We lined up last night, and so we've been here all night.
You've been here all night, but you were not allowed on the lot until 5 a.m. So what did you do overnight? Did you sleep in your car?
No, we just sat on the sidewalk and talked with each other, and
that's dedication.
Steph, ask him what's the first item he's gonna go for when he enters the Costco.
You heard that, Jason. What's the first item you're going for when you enter Costco?
Whatever the best bourbon is.
You're going straight for the alcohol. Are they gonna have like alcohol specials or like what?
Oh yeah, they bring in really special bottles for these grand openings, so that's what I'm hoping for.
How do you know that? Like, did you hear that on a secret website, or your friend told you? How do you know?
I've been to a few of these grand openings.
Oh, he's an experienced grand opener. This is
Bobby. Oh, my gosh. Okay, after the bourbon, then where are we going?
Oh, just into the main store and see what else is good there.
Maybe get a hot dog, something like that.
Oh, definitely. I'm starving.
Oh, you're going to get a hot dog? You're going to go to when you go to the cocktail food court?
Oh,
yeah. Get a hot dog hot or dog. Chicken bake?
No, the hot dog for sure.
Oh, I love it.
You guys here that are in line with him that have told me that they're here. I'm actually here with Nelson. Nelson, the same thing? You're going straight for the bourbon?
I'm going straight for the whiskey.
Oh, my gosh.
What is going on
I
here?
Love it. That is so funny. So, I mean, how much are you going to buy when you get to that whiskey?
They're actually only allowing one per customer.
Oh.
I bet if
Mercedes,
you...
do you know who this is?
No.
This is Nelson, your old nail tech.
Oh, my gosh, Nelson! I love Nelson. Nelson
is...
I miss you, too. Look at you getting your whiskey early in the morning.
Your nail tech.
He is a restaurateur. He is everything. This guy is one of the smartest guys I know. I love...
And awesome.
I mean, obviously, you're out there getting whiskey at 7:20 in the morning, so you got to be pretty smart, huh?
Nelson.
I had somebody wait in line for me. I paid somebody to wait. So I just got here about an hour ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nelson.
Wait in line. I'm a father of two, so I gotta make sure I use my time wisely.
Priorities, right.
Nelson, question for you. So this bourbon, this alcohol that you're waiting to get, is this something that Costco normally doesn't carry? Is this a special kind?
Yeah, nobody carries it.
Okay.
What is the brand?
Yes. It's very rare and it's very delicious.
What's the brand?
It's called Poppy.
Poppy?
Yeah, it's called Poppy.
Oh, my gosh. Steph, should you buy some Poppy?
Okay, that's what I'm saying, because I'm not going to just stand in line to talk to people. I'm going to stand in line to go grocery shopping, guys. What am I going to get? Like, there's so many options.
Oh, my gosh. I was just going to suggest getting some blueberry muffins, but I'm thinking Poppy is on the list. Here's the deal, Steph. Okay, Nelson, by the way, you're the best. I'll talk to you later. Steph, you got to get back in line. Don't lose your spot. And then we'll check back in with you. Let's play a Spice Girls song. We'll check back in and have you talk to some of the more people, find out some of the other deals. How's that sound?
Let's do it.
All right. It's Mix 94.1. If you want to be my lover. People camp out for concert tickets, sneaker drops. But here in Vegas, we camp out for bulk toilet paper and giant muffins. And Steph, our queen of Costco, is at the Costco grand opening today, Buffalo and 215. And there, you said there's like 300 people that are all set, ready to go, huh?
Yes, there's almost, I would say honestly, since we last talked 3 minutes ago, it's probably closer to like 400 people, don't you guys think?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It is so crazy out here.
So set the scene. What is going on out there? What can everyone expect? Do you have any like insight on what people may find once those doors finally open?
So actually, I was talking to Norma, who's right next to me. And Norma, you said you came yesterday and you talked to a Costco member. And what did they say about a possibly secret deal that might be going on?
Yeah, so she was like a supervisor or something. And she said there's going to be some wow specials, things that never get sold in Costco.
ever. And so I'm thinking like, well, of course, we kind of know the things that are sold in Costco already. And the rumor deal that I heard was the alcohol that we heard, the whiskey, the bourbon. The caviar is supposed to be a great deal.
Whoa.
The clothing
fancy.
Items, like name brand clothing items. Allegedly, some electronics. There's some good deals there. There's fresh sushi that is going to be made daily at this Costco. And there's going to be Christmas decor. The first Costco in Las Vegas allegedly to have Christmas decor.
Yeah, they haven't put it out yet. Oh, my gosh.
No.
Will you buy me a Christmas tree, Steph?
Okay, now I really got to get a car.
Okay, so you have some people there that you want to play a little Costco game with. What's going on?
Yeah, so we have a Costco game with Norma and Liberty, and this is how we want to play. The game is called Speed Aisle.
Hold on.
Oh, you're Steph, cutting out, Steph. Are you there?
And then this is what we're going to do. Sorry, there's a little distraction because Ramon's is in Send 1, so if you take out his studio in Send 1. Oh. But speed dial game goes like this. Norma and Liberty, you guys get a letter, and you have 10 seconds to name as many Costco-related items as possible, okay? So we're going to rotate letters. Norma, you're first, and then Liberty, you're second.
So basically, they basically have to name things that they can buy at a Costco that start with whatever letter you give them.
Exactly. And they only have 10 seconds to say something, okay?
10 seconds. Okay, thank you, Steph.
All right, ready? This is how it's going to go. Norma, you stand here, face that way. And with the 10 seconds, Eva, can you put 10 seconds on the clock? Norma, your letter is the letter B, and your 10 seconds start now. B, bread, buns, dish, brisket, barbecue, B, bread. I already said that. And time. That is time, Norma.
Oh, okay, Norma, she said bread twice, so she only got four. But I think that was pretty good. Pretty good.
Norma said she got six. This is great.
She got four. good try, Norma.
Okay,
ready, Liberty? You got to beat four, okay? Okay, Liberty, the letter that you have is the letter C, and your 10 seconds start now.
Okay, carrots, celery, creamer. Oh, my God. Cucumber.
And that's tied.
Oh, they tied. They tied. Do we have them do a back and forth with another letter? And whoever can go the longer.
Guys, this is for the tie.
They got to go back and forth. Okay.
Back and forth? Oh, like one word, one word?
Yeah, and whoever goes the longest wins.
Okay, let's do this. You're going to go back and forth. 10 seconds on the clock. And your letter is the letter M. Norma, you start, and your 10 seconds start now.
Meat, muffins, mulberry, Malibu rum, I already said muffins.
That's time!
Was that three, I think?
Norma wins. I don't know. Do they sell mulberries at Costco? Maybe they do.
Mulberries at Costco. Norma, did you make that up?
Maybe another one. Maybe Canada.
I mean, it is the grand opening, so you never know, right?
Yeah, that might be one of the specials that they have on mulberries. I love it. Oh my gosh, Steph. Stick around. We want to check back in with you to find out, you know, what else is happening. The grand opening, officially, they're having like a ribbon cutting ceremony right around 7:45. Steph's going to have the details. Find out if they sell mulberries. And then also, Steph, people want to know if the new Costco has Coke or Pepsi in the food court. Do you think you can find that out?
Absolutely. That is an amazing question. I think, honestly, I'm going to go straight for the food court when the line opens.
Yeah, for real. So find that out. We'll check back in with you in just a second. But right now, it is time to win with the Mega Minute. Your tickets right now to check out Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow and Fire September 13th at the Orleans Arena. You'll also qualify for the grand prize of four upgraded VIP tickets. Also includes a backstage tour, VIP merch, all sorts of good stuff. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 10 questions, 60 seconds, get them all right and you win. Caller 20 is in, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Laura, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You're caller 20. You get to play the Mega Minute.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. We try every morning.
Oh, are you with someone this morning?
My daughter, Grace. She's a huge fan.
Hi, Grace. Hey. How are you?
Hi.
Oh, my goodness. This is great. Let's do this, you guys. We want to get you these tickets to Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow and Fire. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If I hear the correct answer from either one of you, we're going to move on to the next question. You get them all right, and you are going to win. Are you guys ready to do this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Laura and Grace, let's do it. If you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong and we have time in the end, we'll circle back to that question. And the Mega Minute starts now.
Which brothers invented the airplane?
The Wright brothers?
Yes. Which movie features the famous line, hasta la baby?
The Terminator 2.
Yes. Which restaurant slogan is, we have the meats?
Arby's.
Yes. Which character on Friends did Jennifer Aniston play?
Rachel.
Yes, an EKG records electrical activity from what muscle? Yes. What is a group of stars forming a pattern called?
Constellation.
Yes. In what U.S. state was JFK assassinated?
Dallas.
State. Texas. Yes. Texas. What animal is the mascot for Cheerios?
Pass.
Francis Scott Key wrote what popular patriotic song?
Star-Spangled Banner.
Yes. Which South Korean artist had a viral hit in 2012 with Gangnam Style? Judges.
Psyche?
No.
Yeah,
what animal is the mascot for Cheerios?
Zebra. Bee.
Yes. What South Korean... Oh. Oh, my gosh.
What's his name?
Psy. Just Psy. Wait. Not Psych. Psy. Oh,
wow,
it's, oh, it's P-S-Y, Psy.
Oh, my God. I've never, like, heard it. I thought it, that's how it's spelled, right?
How did you say it?
Psy.
Like, she said excite.
Yeah, it's not. It's not psych. The judges are saying no. I'm so sorry. Oh, it was so close. My gosh, you got everything else. Oh, I hate when that happens. Let's give it to caller 20 though. Caller 20, you are gonna get these tickets right now to Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live. Yeah, we have to go technically. And I guess we're getting some questions on Terminator. I just heard Terminator and I said yes. So if that's on me, that's on me. But yeah, we didn't get a winner regardless. So caller 20 right now, you get these tickets, four of them to check out Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live, 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
How much money would it take for you to finally say, yes, I am happy? There's a new survey out that says that the magic number for Americans is $74,000 a year. Now, some people say six figures or bust, but overall, they're saying that's the average perfect salary. The problem is, half of us admit that what we're making right now doesn't cover our lifestyle. And a quarter say that they're just flat out unhappy with their paycheck. So what is everyone doing about it? Apparently, everyone is looking for side hustles. Nearly 70% of people are hunting for extra cash, and 29% of people already have a side hustle.
Yeah, no, I get it. Side hustle game definitely can be very... can be very inviting, but you know, 74,000. I think it depends on where you live, though, right, Mercedes? Like different places might cost more. But 74,000 sounds, it sounds good. It's a good salary. $74,000 net would be ideal, opposed to gross, because 74,000 after taxes is really, what is that? Maybe 49, 50.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think they just asked overall, just general, and that was kind of the average that they came up with. But yeah, so that's the magic number, they say. Also this morning, heads up, if you are traveling, TSA, they just banned a new category of items in checked luggage. No more cordless hairstyling tools. If you use one that uses gas cartridges or butane, they're gone. So cordless curling irons, flat irons, all of it is out. And if you sneak them in, TSA, obviously, they can confiscate your entire bag. The good news is they're still allowed in your carry-on if they have a safety cover. Meanwhile, the list of what's actually allowed is wild. You can fly with live lobsters, cowboy spurs, waffle irons, even antlers. So basically, TSA is saying no to your gas-powered hair tools, but yes, you can bring Bambi's dad if you want.
And if you're a Harry Potter fan, you can bring your Harry Potter wands and lightsabers as well, which
okay.
is interesting.
Oh, that's good to know. Good info. Finally, this morning, the very first Birkin bag ever made just sold for $10 million. A Japanese businessman, he snagged Jane Birkin's original bag and admitted that the bidding war made him sick to his stomach. Yeah, same, sir. That bag was first designed in 1984 after Hermes met Jane Birkin on a flight, and now it is the most expensive handbag ever sold at auction. I mean, for the rest of us, that is not a purse. That is like a fully loaded home in Summerlin somewhere.
Absolutely. I've never seen a Birkin bag in my life. Have you? Have you ever seen one?
Oh, yeah, a lot of times. There's a good friend of mine, Michael Mack, who owns Max Pawn and Luxury Items here, has tons of Birkins. And yeah, they're beautiful bags. I mean, entry-level Birkins, they retail for around 10 grand to 12 grand.
What?
That's the entry level. The most exclusive ones, they're like six figures or more. So, you know, it's not something that I will ever own in my lifetime, nor that do I really want to. I mean, I like nice purses, but I think that's just a little excessive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's basically the Beyonce of handbags. Everyone knows the name, but only a few people can afford the front row seat.
Absolutely. Now, I have so many questions. Just real quick, what do you get with that? Like, what do you get, like, a lifetime guarantee? Does that include with a couple of, will they do a couple car payments while you're at it with the bag purchase?
No, it's just the bag and the bag only, but you got a status symbol now, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll buy a Firkin. You ever go to New York, go on any street in New York City and get a Firkin for probably $100.
There you go.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Oh, there you go. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is not just a store opening this morning. It is practically a Vegas holiday. The new Costco is here at Buffalo and 215, and our queen of Costco, Steph, is out there holding court. Let's check in with her. What's the deal, Steph? It is officially open there now. Is it a madhouse?
It is insane here at the Costco grand opening. We almost got ran over coming inside because they were so annoyed of us.
Steph,
go ahead, Julian.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how many people do you think are there now? Because last segment you said like 400.
I would say it's probably grown a lot, but it's hard to tell right now. Now that we're in the store, because now that I can't see the actual line, but I would say give or take probably now 500 to 600 people are now here at Costco.
Now, when we checked in with you earlier, the first people in line, they were all about the bourbon and the whiskey. So did you notice, like when they said you may enter, did people run? Were they like pushing their carts? What happened?
So I actually saw the first person in line leave the store, and he had 6 bottles of bourbon. And he said, you can't get them anywhere else. I'm talking to Costco employees about, what's this craze about the alcohol here? They said after today, there are going to be a lot of alcohols that are no longer on sale. And that's why they have 2 separate lines entering the grand opening. One for the alcohol and one for just the regular store. We tried standing in the alcohol line and we were there for way too long. Me and Eva were like, all right, girl, we need to check out the store now. Like, we're not really here for the alcohol. We're here for the samples.
Wow.
So do they have the sample set up right now?
Yes, there are a ton of samples this early in the morning. They have samples from Jack Daniel's sausages. They have the freshest Dubai chocolate, which I brought you guys some. Okay?
Yay!
Thank you.
Straight from Jordan. They have sparkling water samples. They have chicken breast samples.
What?
They have coconut water samples. I mean, they have so many samples out that I was surprised. I'm like, oh, okay, we're going to be eating chocolate at 8 in the morning.
You realize everyone right now is making a beeline to that Costco. Mercedes, we need to go after the show.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, my goodness.
So what is everyone kind of flocking to? Are there any deals that you've seen that you're like, whoa, that's crazy?
So just passing by the electronics, okay, that's the first thing, one of the first things that you see when you enter the store. And the TVs, there are like $200 off original price. You can see vacuums, shark vacuums, that are $50 off the original price. What's crazy is, and that's what I've never seen out of Costco before, is this thing that they've implemented called Lettuce Grow. And Lettuce Grow is where you can actually make a garden inside your home, where you can make fresh vegetables and grow it inside your home.
Whoa.
They have a display up. It's insane. I see Christmas decor already up. I see still some Halloween products, some Disney Halloween products, which is my favorite. And I'm actually by the food court right now. And they have the normal things, you know, from the hot dog to the Caesar salad, the pizza, the chicken bake. They have this new thing called a combo calzone, which is kind of cool, pepperoni, sausage, cheese. And I know someone asked if there's going to be Coke or Pepsi at this Costco. And I will tell you guys right now, there is Coke here.
Yeah.
At Costco. No Pepsi.
Yeah. Man, when you go to Costco, you don't shop. You bulk shop. Like, I expect you to buy a year's supply of muffins for people that you haven't even met yet. Are you buying stuff, or are you just kind of scouting it out right now?
So because it's so overwhelming, like, I didn't even get a cart. I just was like, oh my God, I forgot to get a cart, you guys. So I've just been like running around the store, seeing what's new. Another really cool thing that they have is the sushi. So yes, our Costco's here in Vegas have sushi where you can like pick it up or whatever, but they actually have a fresh sushi kitchen with sushi chefs that make fresh sushi daily. And that was an interesting thing that I noticed here at this Costco.
Okay, hold on. Is this today only, or this is from here going forward?
This is here going forward. You'll see it right by like the rotisserie chickens. There's a sushi kitchen, and you can see, because it's a see-through glass.
Got
and it. You can see the sushi chef making the fresh sushi. So yeah, there's things from poke, you know, sushi rolls and stuff, and the normal like bakery and stuff like that that you would see at all the other normal Costcos.
I like this Costco experience.
This is fascinating. Steph, I know like you are in your happy place and I want you to revel in it for as long as you can, but you know, we do need you back here at some point.
Yeah, I'm here during work at my favorite place on earth. It's still kind of illegal.
No, it's good. Have the best time. Oh, wait. So we're getting texts. Is the Christmas stuff out? People want to know.
Yes. The Christmas stuff is out and Halloween stuff. So right now, just from where I see from the food court, there is like Christmas decor for outside more. I see like reindeer that are lit up. I see like a cute little Christmas tree post. It's not really a tree. It's just like a little post, like a lamplight post. super cute. I see the nativity set from here. And then, you know, for Halloween, those skeletons that have been going viral, not the 10-foot skeleton, but the one of just like the upper body, it is creepy.
Oh, my gosh, I know that. Yeah, that's so funny. I can't. They have a nativity set there?
Yes, they have a nativity, a full nativity set here at this Costco.
Oh, you know it's Costco. They do it bigger, so it's not a baby Jesus. It's like the full-grown Jesus when you get it at Costco. That's amazing. Steph, thank you for scouting it out for us. I know everybody has questions. So do what you got to do. You enjoy it. Today is your day. It is like your Christmas morning, but don't forget us back here, okay?
No, I thank you guys for making my dreams my
Costco. Bye, Steph.
I'll see you guys soon.
Of course. Enjoy that chicken bake. We'll talk to you in a bit. Yeah, that's, she is definitely in heaven right now. And I'm telling you, it's like this is as big as like a casino opening here in town. You know, it's like full, just huge fanfare and 500 people out there at 7 o'clock in the morning. That's crazy.
So listen, I got major FOMO, Mercedes. I know we have a big company meeting at 11. I you may not see me there.
Yeah, I get it. Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning. Yeah, I read this survey on the air a couple of days ago, and you said something, Julian, that made me want to come back to it. The survey said that 38% of people admit to lying about their age when they're dating. And here's the kicker. 62% say if they find out someone lied about their age, it's a total deal breaker. No second chances. No excuses, just buy. So when I brought that up on the show, you made a comment that I can't let it slide because I've been wanting to ask you about this. You said you actually lied about your age. Was it on a dating app or was it in person? What happened?
Oh, I feel so hot right now. It is so hot in this room.
What happened?
All right, it was in person. And let me just disclaimer for everyone listening because I know I'm new. I am not a bad guy. I make mistakes, and this is a mistake that I fully regret. I own it, and it was a couple years ago. I met this girl, really, really dug her, okay? Started dating. She never asked me my age. Well, no, she did. I told her I was, after a couple dates, I told her I was 32. She was 26. I still can't believe this happened. Someone DM'd her. This is maybe like 2-3 months in.
Uh-huh.
And I suspect it was a previous ex DM'd her my real age.
What was your real age at that time?
Oh, gosh. She was 26. So I was 13, about 12 or 13 years older. So I was upper 30s.
Okay, so you were 39.
We don't really need to do the math.
I think it's important to get the differential, like how much did you lie? Was it a couple of years? But you were 39. Uh-huh. For argument's sake, we won't ask you specifically, but mm-hmm. you said 13 years, so she was 26. So I'll say you were 39. You said you were 32.
Yes.
And she was 26.
Yes, and... Can I just, want to say right now, it's because I won this. I'm not saying it's right, but I wanted a fair shot. What I was concerned about is because I really dug her. I was concerned if I told her my real age, I wouldn't get a fair shot. I wanted an opportunity for her to get to know me. Does that make sense to anyone, to you, Ramon, anybody?
I just think that the truth's going to always come out on something like that. I mean, it's to me, it's different than if you were going to lie about maybe she loves to play tennis and you're like, I love tennis too. Like that, I think is something that's passable, but like 7 years, that's pretty big to me. If even a year or two, I'd be like, you know, what's that going to hurt? But I don't know. Ramon, what do you think?
Yeah, I think lying about your age is pretty lame.
Oh, stop it, Ramon.
You should have lied about your height.
Oh, jeez.
What are you talking about? We met in person. What are you talking about?
Ramon's just saying this because he's like 6'8", right?
He's trying to grill me.
This is true. I mean, but you get a little bit of hype from your hair, right?
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I couldn't do that. But here's the thing. Okay. Like, I wanted a fair shot. And here's the deal. And I'm not saying it's right, but to be honest with you, if my ex didn't DM this girl, she wouldn't have found out. And I'm not saying that's right. I'm not saying it's right, but I mean, who knows?
Well,
No. But then, let's say the dating gets more serious, and then I tell her the truth, and maybe we built that connection emotionally, and then she might be more willing to be understanding.
Well, see, that's where I would say you're setting yourself up for failure, because if I found out and made that emotional connection with someone, but then found out like the whole relationship got started based on a lie, I don't think I could forgive that. But that's just me. Like, what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. And that's where I think it goes back to that survey that says 62% of people say that if they find out someone lied about their age, it's a total deal breaker. No second chances. So then you just wasted all that time telling her that, you know, when you could have just said it in the first place. But you don't think that she would have given you the shot that she gave you, right?
Exactly. I don't think that she would. You know, if she heard my real age, she'd be like, oh, I'm not dating him. Too old.
So what happened when she did find out?
Man, she text messages me saying, we need to talk, period. And I called her, and it was a bunch of uncomfortability. I fessed up, and her friend said, do not mess with him. It was obviously she made the decision, but a lot of her friends also said basically what you attested to, saying started off with a lie, don't do it. And I, you know, to this day, I still don't know who told her, like who spilled the tea. I really suspect it was my ex, because no stranger is going to DM, because no one really knew that we were dating. It's not like I advertised it. So look, lesson learned. I'm not the same guy. You know, I hope that makes sense. And I really had,
mistakes, yeah. You know, but no, I get the remorse on that. And that counts for something, but also, like, it wouldn't have ended well, you know, in the end. But what do you think, Sandra? Do you think that you can overlook something like that?
I don't, but I'm just so curious about how did the ex know that you would lie about your age, like, so dramatically enough to tell the new potential girlfriend? Like, is this like a habitual thing, like a one-time thing? How did they know to reach out to this person?
I don't know. That's a great question. The previous, and we're assuming, right? I feel like she was spiteful for whatever reason. It was a short-term thing. You know, there wasn't a lot of communication when it ended, so maybe that has something to do with it.
But did she know the girl? Like, how did she know you were lying to the girl?
I don't know.
That's so bizarre. Or maybe she just thought, oh, Julian lies about his age, I'll better tell this lady. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you lie to her about your age?
No.
The first girl?
No.
That's interesting.
No, she was my age.
I have these same questions, Sandra. Like, it's really, there's someone in here that is infiltrating the system. We have to find out who that was. Melissa, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I don't believe in lying about anything, but I feel like we've placed way too much importance on age. I've seen people literally find out how old a person is and just walk away. Hmm. Julian's right. They don't even give them a chance to get to know the person, and I don't believe that's right either.
I appreciate that, Melissa, but conversely, I do understand that age matters. Look, I used to think age ain't nothing but a number, but we're in different stages of our life. So I understand if you're like, you know, you're in your 20s and maybe I'm not, and I'm already in my third stage or whatever, then there's not a lot in common. I do understand that.
I mean, once we pass 25, it really, you know, you start adulting, it's life is life. Okay. She was right at the borderline. She was 26. But at the end of the day, if I am 45, if I'm dating somebody 25, I'll probably get some looks. But if I'm dating somebody 65, nobody's really going to say anything about it.
Yeah.
So,
but you got to be careful lying about, you know, being 30.
I agree.
32 when you're almost 40. That's committing identity theft. Don't you think?
A little bit, I guess.
At least you can look back and you realize you made a mistake, right?
It's a lesson learned.
It's all about learning, mm-hmm. Exactly. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, Tim and Kathy. Hey, good morning. You're caller 20.
Yeah. Woo!
I love it. Tag team back again. Let's do this. The two of you, Tim and Kathy, we are going to get you these tickets to the South Point 400 NASCAR race and also hook you up with Media Day passes to meet Christopher Bell inside our Odyssey Sound Space. Some VIP merch. It's really going to be cool. So let's play some heads up. Pick a category. Do you guys want to go with May the Clues Be With You or Ninth Island?
May the clues be with you.
Okay, perfect. International Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day was on Tuesday. Oh, boy. Okay, because we all love Jar Jar Binks, right? These are all things that are associated with Star Wars, okay?
What?
Oh, no.
Is that not good? They'll be okay.
That's great for her.
Hopefully.
Okay. Well, all we need is 6 and 60 seconds, and no matter who says the answer, if I hear it, it's correct. Okay. Are you guys ready to do this?
We're ready.
All right.
All right, Tim and Kathy, heads up, and 60 seconds starts now.
All right. This is what they use to fight with. They zoom,
zoom. Lightsaber.
Yes. This is the very wise green guy. What is his name?
Yoda.
Yes. She has the cinnamon buns on the side of her head hairdo.
Oh, Princess Leia.
Yeah. Oh, he's like, I am your father.
Darth Vader.
Yes. This is the very small version. Oh, no. This is who watches the Grogu. Pedro Pascal is his character. He's the what?
Oh, God. Jedi Master?
No, let's pass. This is where Darth Vader lives, in the big ol' what? It's the... known as...
Death Star.
Yes. He looks like a big werewolf.
What's his name?
Hans.
Chewbacca.
Yes, you got it!
Yeah!
Great job, you guys. Congratulations, Tim and Kathy. Teamwork. Let's do this. You got yourself two passes to the South Point 400 NASCAR race in October. We are hooking that up. We also are going to get you VIP passes to the Q&A here in our Odyssey Sound Space with Christopher Bell. A photo, a laminate, VIP swag bag. You guys are all set. Congratulations. And we're going to have another pair of these tickets for you tomorrow morning with Heads Up. Make sure you are listening right around 8:20, your next chance to win. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So where do Americans really want to live? A new survey has found Nashville and Tampa tied for the number one places that people would like to make their homes. I guess a dream to hear live country music and then hop on a plane to Florida and sweat it out is where it's at. The things people look for in a city are pretty relatable. Good weather, low crime, not feeling broke every time you step outside. Seattle came in third. Detroit, they gave Detroit the title of ugliest city, which is pretty harsh. Charlotte was called the most underrated city, and Birmingham got slapped with the most boring. For the third year in a row, Washington, D.C. was officially given the title of the least desirable place to live.
That's weird. I'm from D.C. I question that. Nashville, I can understand with Music City, I mean, Taylor Swift. But I love it here in Vegas. Not just saying that.
Oh, it's amazing. I absolutely love the city. I'm surprised it didn't make the top 10 on this one. But why do you doubt D.C.? Like, there's supposedly a lot of crime. I've never been, so yeah. I'm just saying what I've heard. A lot of crime, very expensive place to live from what I understand.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe, okay, so maybe I'm looking at it from a diversity aspect. It's really diverse. There's just a lot of different options of what to do. You're right on the border. You're not too far from Maryland. But, you know, I also lived in Northern Virginia, which is about 10 minutes from Washington, D.C. So I never lived in actually, you know, D.C. So Maybe.
So it's not really DC then.
Yeah, I guess not.
What was the city though that you were in technically?
Alexandria, Virginia.
Okay, I was gonna see if that's on the list. It's not on the list, probably, but not. that whole area in general. Also, this morning, latest on our local Little Leaguers, Summerlin South. They had been on a hot streak at the Little League World Series, but they finally took their first loss. They faced off against another undefeated team and came up short with final score of 7-3. It stings, but here's the thing, their run is not over yet. They've already knocked out three other teams to get there, and that's huge. And tomorrow at 4 p.m., they've got another elimination game that could put them right back on track towards the championship. So the pressure is on, but I think these kids have already made Vegas proud for sure.
Absolutely. When we had Coach on the other day, I mean, you could just tell. I think that they eat pressure for breakfast. I think the win is going to be so much sweeter when they take this W tomorrow. So it's all part of the story.
Well, we're all cheering for them. Steph is back. I see her in the studio.
Yay!
Costco queen. How did it go?
So when I was leaving Costco, it was busier than when we arrived. People in the parking lots were I couldn't find a single parking spot when leaving because I wanted to see just like the craziness of it all. And people were like tracking me down while walking out like, hey, are you leaving? And honestly, I loved the experience because I've never really seen like a ribbon cutting ceremony before.
Yeah.
And then at a Costco, one of my favorite places ever, it was really, really fun.
I got texts from people that were out there. They're like, I see your coworker, Steph. I'm like, tell her I said hi. It was so funny.
I saw someone that said, hey, I'm texting Mercedes right now. I'm like, you are.
Was it my old spin instructor?
Is her name? What's her name?
Cat.
Cat, yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. I'm like, okay, first we've talked to your old nail tech. Now your spin instructor is here. I'm like, Mercedes is so popular.
My friends love Costco. What can I say?
We all love Costco.
You're one of them. So. Finally, this morning, pumpkin spice season is starting earlier and earlier, and apparently we're all okay with that. A new Instacart report shows that sales of pumpkin spice products peaked in October just a few years ago. Last year, they peaked September 17th. And then this year, well, Starbucks is dropping the PSL on August 26th, which is basically still summer. West Virginia leads the country in pumpkin spice obsession. Hawaii's at the bottom of the list. Honestly, I'm with Hawaii on this one.
You don't like pumpkin spice?
I don't understand the hype, but then again, there's a lot of things I love that people don't understand the hype. But pumpkin spice creamer in August, to me, just feels wrong. It just doesn't feel like it goes, you know?
Yeah, that I get, but as a pumpkin spice connoisseur, I got bottles of it. I was going to offer some to you. I got bottles of it to last me the entire year. I got sugar-free pumpkin spice, but here's the thing. I can't find the actual Starbucks pumpkin spice. So
I don't think you can buy it. They don't allow it to be sold, do they?
I guess not. That's the key. Yeah. If anyone listening has a... I don't know, maybe some tips. Let me know, because I've been trying to find this stuff forever.
What is it about pumpkin spice you don't like, Mercedes?
It's just really sweet, and it's just, I don't know. I'm a very plain person when it comes to my coffee.
Mercedes, get two pumps.
I don't like sweet.
Not at all.
No, I just, like I was saying, I just put a little bit of coconut milk in my coffee, and that's it. I'm so boring.
No, you're not. You're also a lot healthier than all of us.
We're getting some text here. Someone says, as an ex-Starbucks employee, pumpkin spice doesn't taste the way it did 10 years ago.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Elaborate. Also, I misspoke on the Little League World Series story. I said the game is tomorrow. It's today, 4 o'clock. I'm so sorry. Thank you so much for correcting me. You guys are amazing. Is that your go-to flavor? Like, do you love the pumpkin spice?
So during this time of the year, I do love pumpkin spice. I do. But if it's just like regular, I love a hazelnut latte. And honestly, I do hot drinks, hot coffees, because if I get an iced coffee, it's gone in like 10 seconds. And there's like, my $7 for what?
So what, the hot coffee lasts longer for you?
For me, yeah. Hot coffees last a lot longer. When these iced coffees come around, well, one, I ask for light ice. But when I do get them, I'm still drinking them like it's a part of my blood, my part of my veins.
Oh my gosh.
Nice. Visual.
And that's a whole new step right there. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You know how yesterday we were talking about Taylor Swift and the cassettes with Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
If you missed it, with her new album that's coming out, she's also releasing them on cassettes. And I heard from a lot of you that a lot of artists release their records on cassette. I had no idea. This was news to me. I haven't seen a cassette in years. I mean, let's be honest. Half of the people buying them probably don't even own a cassette player, right?
Yeah.
That's what being a fan is all about. You see something that's connected to your favorite artist and your logic just goes out the window. And Steph, you were saying that you have definitely been guilty of this too. What happened?
Yes. So as you know, I'm a proud member of the Beehive. Beyonce is my girl. And before the Cowboy Carter tour started, she actually announced that she was coming out with a whiskey called Sir Davis. And immediately, and I don't even drink whiskey. I'm more of like a tequila person. I was like, oh my God, Beyonce is coming out with a liquor. I think it's named after a family member of hers. There's a deep meaning behind it. I'm in my group chat with my Beyonce friends. We're like, we just pre-ordered the Sir Davis whiskey. And I honestly didn't have money for it at the time. So I asked Ramon, or I didn't ask Ramon. I told Ramon, hey, I know you work at a liquor store. How much is the Sir Davis running there? He goes, oh, it's like $100.
Whoa.
Like,
oh my gosh.
That's a lot.
I know. So I'm like, honestly, I'm not gonna get it. So he surprised me for my birthday with it, Sir Davis whiskey. And I'm like, yay, aww. I'm going to save this for my Cowboy Carter show right before. I'll pregame with it. I went to go take a shot of this Sir Davis whiskey. It was the nastiest thing I have ever tried. And I know I will just, anything that Beyonce releases, if it's a cassette tape, if it's whiskey, if it's, she has a hairline, hair product stuff, I am going to get it because I am just so loyal to her as an artist.
Was the whiskey nasty because you're not a whiskey drinker? Like, if we got a true whiskey drinker and they tried it, would they be like, this is actually very bold, this is very good? Or is it just because you don't like whiskey?
Well, this is the thing. I have asked whiskey lovers and I'm like, hey, what do you think of Sir Davis? Have you tried it? One, they say they haven't tried it, but they'll look it up. And they were talking about some percentages and the ingredients. And they're like, oh, this isn't fresh whiskey. This isn't this. And Ramon has tried it too. I said, Ramon, what do you think of the Sir Davis? He's like, honestly, Steph, it's pretty mid.
Really?
And I'm in denial here before I even try. I'm like, it's Beyonce, you guys. It's going to be the best thing of my life. So I bought into it because that's my girl.
What if you bought that you didn't need because it was tied to someone you loved? 702-364-9400. Have you done this?
I have. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, I was obsessed with them. They had an album called Mother's Milk. So I believe it's their fourth album. So I got the CD. Pretty regular, right? You're going to get the CD. You're a fan. I got the cassette. I got the vinyl. I got the deluxe album. And I bought another CD, and I still have it today.
Was it something special about that particular CD that you're like, I have to get two of them. I have to get the cassette. I have to get the vinyl?
Great question. No, I got the extra CD. I got it all because I was a fan, because I just love the music and I'm in love with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I bought two CDs because I was scared I was going to lose the first one.
Okay. Yeah. Preparation is key, man. Absolute.
How about you?
I, you guys know I buy everything BTS related. I mean, it's ridiculous. Anything they put their name on, I'm like, sure, take my money. I've got BT21 merch stacked up at home. And if you don't know what that is, they are all tied to like a different animal. Like RM is a koala and Jungkook is a bunny, and they have their own little like characters. And so BT21 merch is these characters. And I buy all that stuff, all the concert tees. And now like with McDonald's coming out with these BTS Happy Meal toys, do I need them? No. Am I a grown woman? Yes.
But you like what you like, and it's cool.
I appreciate that, because I get a hard time from a lot of people about that stuff. So thank you for supporting my terrible habit. I really appreciate that.
I can see all of us in line at McDonald's drive-thru trying to get every single collectible, please, for Mercedes.
I'll do it for you.
You're going to go to this McDonald's off Rainbow. I'm going to go to this one off Silverado
Ranch. Seriously, if they sold a BTS garden hose, I'd be like, well, I don't have a garden, but let's go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. It's a big addiction that I have. But you know what? It's like you said, I'm going to use that to all my friends who give me a hard time. I like what I like. And that's all I have to say, right?
Absolutely.
It's Mix 94.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.